We're in Simon Tov Lamed Ches, starting Simon Tov Lamed Ches. Ach Basha Nechas L'makom Badak V'Kikar B'Fiv. Sif Aleph. Ach Basha Nechas L'Bayis Badak V'Kikar B'Fiv. If a mouse goes into a house, and the house has already been checked for chametz, but the mouse goes in with a piece of bread in its mouth, V'Nichnas Acharav, and you go in after the mouse, U'matza Pirur, and then you find crumbs, Afilu K'dei Kol Kikar, even if it makes up the amount of the piece that he brought in, Tzarech L'Achsor V'Liv Doka Bayis Achar Kikar Shechnis, you have to go in and check your house again once you found those crumbs. Fishain darkal shalach bar lafarir, because it's not normal for a mouse to make crumbs, and therefore honey pure may ama asuvalem azukikar. The crumbs that you find must have come from somewhere else and not from that kikar, so therefore you have to check again. But if a baby or a child walks into the house and it's already been checked, the kikar biyado, and has a piece of bread in its hand, and then you come in and you find pieces, you don't need to check again. Because we could assume that the child ate the rest of the bread, and the crumbs that are there were from him, and you can just clean that up. Because it's normal for a child to make crumbs. That if the crumbs that you find are not enough to make up the piece that the child brought in, then you do need to check again, because we don't assume that the child ate the rest of those crumbs. The Mishnah Berurah says that if the mouse comes in with the kikar and you find the entire kikar there, so then for sure you don't need to do a new bedika, because we assume that that is the kikar that the mouse actually brought in. It's only when you find crumbs that it's a problem. But this is also only if you did bittel. But without bittel, where there's a chashash d'oraisa, so then we won't be makel, unless you know for sure that this was the piece of bread. Also says the Mishnah Berurah that when we say that you need to check again, that's only when we saw the mouse come in with the chametz. But if you stam, find some chametz in the house after you've already checked, so then you don't need to do an entire new check. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says that when he says habayis, it doesn't mean habayis. You don't have to check the whole house again, you just have to check that one room. But the other rooms, we could assume that there's no other chametz in there at all. As well, says the Mishnah Berurah, when we're talking about a child, we're talking about a child that doesn't have a das. But if the child already has das, then we can believe the child when the child says that they ate that entire piece of bread. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says that we hold like the first opinion, that you would not need to check again with the child, even if you don't find all the pieces from the kikar. Siv beis, kazayis chametz amala ala kora, if there's a kazayis worth of chametz on top of a beam, machayven oso lahavisulim lahorido b'neisha pami yufo me'akori, we have to climb up to get it down, because sometimes it could fall off, and then that's going to be a problem. If it falls off on Pesach, and you might come to eat it. Mishnah Berurah says that it sounds like if it's less than a kazayis, so then you wouldn't need to go climb up to get it, and bittel would be enough. But some are mafakfik on this and say no, even less than a kazayis, you would need to go up and get. Aval im hayachametz bebor, but if there's a chametz in a pit, ain't mechayven osolalo, so you don't have to go down and get it. El mavatal belib of a dayo, bittel's enough, because we're not afraid that you're going to go down to get it on Pesach, as opposed to if it's on top, so it might fall off. Mishnah Berurah says only if it fell down into the pit on its own, that we say it's like a mapoles, boulder falling on it. But if for you to take chametz to put in a pit to leave there for after Pesach, so then for sure that's not okay. And even bittel won't work in that case. Rather, you need to take it out and burn it. Simen Tav Lamed Tes. If Aleph Tisha Tziburin Shal Matzah, if you have 9 pieces of piles of matzah, Echad Shal Chametz and 1 of Chametz, Uba Achbar Venatal, and a mouse comes and takes one, V'lo Yadanim Natal Chametz or Natal Matzah, you don't know which one it took. Nechaz Abayis Baduk. And the mouse goes into a house that's already been checked for chametz. Sarach Lasar Levadko. You need to check it again. But if it's so small that it's possible the mouse ate it, so then we'll say the mouse ate it. But why do you have to be concerned? Because the rule is, since the animal is taking from something which is in front of us already, that's called kavua, and therefore it's like a 50-50, and we have to assume that it's possible that he took the chametz thing and brought it in. The Mishnah Berurah said this is only if he took it from in front of us, where it's called kavua. But if it came from somewhere else with something, so then we say kol deparish meruba parish, and since the majority is matzah, we could assume that it will be okay. The Ramah's comment was that if the kikar is so small that it's possible that the animal ate it, so then we'll assume he ate it. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, because it's a svek sveka. One suffik is, maybe he took the matzah, and even if it took chametz, maybe he already ate it all, and therefore you don't need to check it again. There are some achronim who discuss that maybe even the mechaber agrees to this, and some say no. And Ladina, we could be somich on the Ramah, especially if you did bittel. The Prim Kadam says, l'chatchila, for sure, you should do bittel again, and not rely on this svek sveka at all.